sources for the amateur radio service. The competition, which began January 1st, 2026, challenges young amateurs to create a mobile application that ARRL will use as a long-term learning resource. Rules and app specifications were released on January 1st and are available at coding.arrl.org. The competition centers on building a useful, accessible FCC exam preparation app for iOS devices. The app must support technician, general, and extra class license exam and use the official NCVEC question pools. Judging will focus on usability, clarity, stability, and code quality, qualities that ensure the finished product can serve as a dependable study resource for current and future radio amateurs. Eligibility is limited to ARRL members to age 21 or younger who hold a U.S. amateur radio license, competing individually or in teams of up to three. ARRL membership is free for full-time students, making participation accessible to students already active in amateur radio and those newly licensed. Parents, educators, and ARRL members involved in radio clubs, VE teams, and youth outreach are encouraged to share this opportunity with students who have an interest in software development or STEM learning. Project submissions will be accepted between January 1st and March 31st, 2026, with source code and documentation submitted online. Winning entries will receive national recognition with total awards of up to $25,000 authorized by the ARRL Board of Directors. While pre-registration is optional, it is recommended to receive competition updates and reminders. Complete information is available at coding.arrl.org. The Northern Arizona DX Association has announced the dates of the 6th Annual Pluto Discovery Anniversary Special Event, February 14th to the 22nd, 2026. Using the call sign W7P, operations will be based at the Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona, set up in front of the new Marley Astronomy Discovery Center. Stations will be active daily as time and band conditions permit. This event commemorates the discovery of Pluto by Clyde Tombaugh at the Lowell Observatory back in 1930. Operations will take place in a communications trailer with upgraded equipment. An ARRL grant was used to heat the trailer, and it can now run on solar power with 100 amp-hour batteries. With over 100 inches of snowfall each year, members will also be operating from their home stations and from out-of-state locations to keep the event on the air. Tombaugh's nephew, Doug Tombaugh, N3PDT, and his team will be operating as W7P/0.
American Radio Relay League news will continue in 20 seconds. Played by KE6GVK.